Becca, do you want to clean that matches your vibe?
Sure.
Are you tired of meh smelling cleaning products?
Totally.
Well, then clean confidently with coconut scented Clorox Scentiva. Its powerful clean and refreshing scents transform every room in your home into a coastal getaway.
Because it smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like inspiration.
Get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store. Also available in grapefruit or lavender scents.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Scrubbing In with Becca Tilley and Tanya Rad, an iHeartRadio and two-time People's Choice Award-winning podcast.
When did you get that? Wow. When did you do that?
When you were in Altadena this morning, I had Tiffany record that.
That is awesome. I was thinking, I was like, I don't think they'll have it up for today, but it'll be there next week.
No, no.
Y'all are on it.
Wow. Wow.
Congratulations.
Well, congratulations to you too.
Yeah, this was a win for our team.
You know, the best part is everybody on Facebook last night kept saying, we did it. And that really warmed me because that's absolutely right. It's not they did it.
Yeah.
Tanya and Becca did it. It's we did it. Everybody did it together.
Totally.
It's fantastic.
You know who didn't do it really is Mark.
Okay. I did vote. One time, which gave me 25 votes, and I heard from E that you won by 23 votes. So really, I was the one that did it.
We won by 23.
I'm just kidding.
Oh,
yeah.
I was like, wow.
It really got down to the wire there.
But no, it's true. Like, it's a big win for our whole community.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah. I mean, it wouldn't have happened if it was just based on us, you know?
No chance. I only voted 3,000 times.
Yeah.
But definitely didn't get us that. Wouldn't have gotten us the win.
No, but that is the dedication of the listeners, which is amazing.
Sure.
And we're so amazed by it every day when we see the comments and the emails and the calls and we get tagged in so many things. It's really great.
Just this morning when I was in Altadena giving this woman this giant check in a car.
And Kiss FM this morning, we paid off of a big contest.
Yes. And the family comes running out and her best friend comes up and she's like, I'm a huge Scrubbing In listener.
Aww.
And I was like,
so cool.
Random woman in Altadena. Julie, shout out.
That's awesome.
It was pretty awesome.
Yeah. It was like, I had a lot of, at the award show, I was totally just like, oh my gosh, this is the coolest thing ever. I can't believe we have two of them now. And I can't believe that, like, our listeners, even though we may not have the most listeners, like, we have the most loyal and, like, the best listeners. But I got really emotional when I got home and, like, started looking at the Facebook group and, like, all the DMs
I got.
Yeah, Tanya's locked out of her Facebook group.
Yeah, she's got my Facebook.
I'm like, I haven't been able to get in. I do. It's like my fix. I do like see. I'm like, what are they talking about in there?
The admin kicked you out. Me.
that would be
need
cruel.
No, but it was just like really, it was really sweet and made me feel so emotional. And having Crystal and Kylie there, like, with us, it was just really cool.
Yeah.
Did they have fun?
I think so.
Yeah. I mean, I think it was just, it's a really cool experience to be at those things. And I think we go to so many of those things that we probably are like, I don't know. I hope they had fun. But those are, those types of shows are really awesome. Easton.
I don't think I'll betray Crystal's trust by reading this text message out loud. It was a private conversation between her and I. But because I was there last night too, and I saw, and it was all so fast when I went over to see you guys. So I texted Crystal. I was like, hey, that was really fast, but you look gorgeous. I just wanted to tell you that. And she said, I'm having so much fun. This is the best time of my life. And I'm like, okay, did you really have fun? She's like, that was the best day of my life. I haven't stopped crying.
Oh.
I'm assuming happy tears. But she had a great time. And it was so special. And it was so nice of you guys to do that.
And I feel so, like, you're right. I feel bad because I think we're sitting there and I'm like, is this fun? Like,
right.
I'm
no idea.
Do you want some food? Do you want a drink? Like, you know, like,
And we haven't heard from Kylie, but we assume she had a nice time.
I think she had a really good time.
Yeah, she had a great time.
Did you guys have a good time? I mean, win, regardless of the win?
I did. I stalked people without any actual end result. I just lingered.
Oh, I mean, that carpet is like the cutest thing. Like, the People's Choice Awards are like, hello, Gwen Stefani, Jennifer Aniston.
Okay, we walked to go do, first of all, we walk over to do the carpet together. Tanya had like a break
this,
in her like show that she was doing with E, and she had a small break, so I waited for her, and then we walked back to the red carpet, and we bump into Gwen Stefani, and she's like, oh my god, Tanya, hi! Just like, literally as if I saw, you know, one of my friends. And then she's like, have you met Blake? Here's Blake. And Tanya's like, this is my friend Becca. And I'm just like, hi! You know, I'm trying to just be as like cool, like I'm friends with her. So she goes in front of us on the carpet. This is actually so funny.
It's so good.
Everyone's going crazy because she's being honored as like fashion icon. And so the popper, like the cameras are going crazy.
It's like, yeah. You know.
Great. Yeah, that was great. And then we go and literally it's like a few photos being taken. And then behind us coming up is Jimmy Fallon.
Oh.
So like, we could not have been. No, they were just like, get off the carpet. Like,
literally, literally. It's funny though, because for people that don't know, like the bigger stars come on the carpet towards the end. So like, if you're a lesser known celebrity, you like to arrive there early because then you're not, you know, like
you get more attention.
You get more attention.
Validation.
Yeah. So it's just, but because of the way Becca got there, I don't know what time you got there, like 5?
No, I got there at 4:30. I just,
okay.
You, I
so then
waited
I was
for
on,
you.
I was on until like 4:45. So by the time we got to the carpet, it was like 5, which is really, it was the middle of the carpet, but toward more towards like the end of it. So we were really in not the best yet.
I was like, wow, what a sandwich to be in between. But it was really cool. And then they do this walk at the beginning. Like when you first walk onto the red carpet, there's this walk with fans on each side. And we saw some of our Scrubbing In listeners.
Yeah.
And it was really
that
cool.
That fan walk is the coolest thing.
It's
like if
really
anybody's
cool.
having a bad day, they need to get their own People's Choice Award fan walk because... I felt like Elton John walking down that thing.
Cool.
Literally.
Yeah.
A Beatle.
When I walked in and was waiting for you, Cole Sprouse and Zendaya walked in at kind of around the same time, and it was like deafening how loud it was.
Yeah.
I'm like, wow, Zendaya's just perfection.
I know. I mean, wow. It's such a cute event. Like, it's like all of our faves. Like, Alessia Cara was there. Lucy Hale was there.
And you tried to get Jennifer Aniston's attention, but it didn't go so well.
That was me. I've always said if there's two celebrities that I say that I would like be fine embarrassing myself in front of, mm-hmm. Ellen Pompeo and Jennifer Aniston. So I thought once she receives her award, like everyone goes back and takes like press photos and does press interviews. And so I was like, I'll just happen to get up and go to the restroom backstage around the time that she goes back to do her press interview. So we linger, follow. She had to have seen me. Like, it wasn't like I was like in a crowd of people. I was like,
I told
a
Becca, I was like, make sure you grab the award so we have the award with us as we're walking because it makes us like more legit.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm just carrying my award and I just couldn't. There was never a time where I felt like it was respectful to go up, and it wasn't so much just the fear of asking. It was like, I wanted to be respectful. And there was never a moment, she probably did that on purpose, but she's like, I got to just be in conversations with people so this weird girl doesn't come up to me. I don't know. But Yeah. So I was in the same room breathing the same air. Yeah. But...
Well, and the coolest thing about this time is they aired us getting the award.
Yeah. They showed us.
Which was so legit.
Yeah.
I have it if you want to hear it.
Oh, yeah. Let's hear it.
You made your voice heard over a billion times and your winners are in the house. Congratulations to Scrubbing In with Becca Tilly and Tanya Rapp for Pop Podcast of 2019.
And it just shows me like pummeling Becca.
Yeah, like, someone in the Facebook group was like, that's so fitting that Tanya's smothering Becca in the next, like, when they in the clip that they show. She like form tackled me. I was like, had to be sturdy, ready for
it. I know, I was forceful because I think like yesterday was such a whirlwind of emotions. I only cried twice and they were happy tears. Mm-hmm. But in the early in the morning, I was like texting with Becca and I was just like, I'm just so proud of everything that we've built, that this podcast has like brought. And then I got to the venue and I was like, the E producers came over and they were like talking to me and thanking me for being there. And I was like, I'm hosting a pre-show for a network that is so encouraging and supportive of me. For an award show that I get to be nominated in with the podcast that I get to do with my best friend. I was just like, say that out loud.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like that doesn't even happen. And I just had this moment of like, you have these expectations and you set these goals and these dreams for your life. And then like God literally just comes in and just takes it to a whole nother level. So the whole day was just kind of a little bit of an out of body experience for me. So by the end, by the time like we actually got the award and all that stuff was going on, I was just like really in it, like really in it.
Really in deep with your emotions.
Really in deep with my emotions.
Yeah, it was really cool. I mean, it was really fun. We were sitting with Jana and Mike and Caitlin and Jason, and it was just cool that we were all there together and I felt like there was support. It felt genuine. It didn't feel like when we won, it didn't. Of course, anyone's going to be disappointed when they don't win, but it genuinely felt like they were excited for us.
Totally. So.
That was really cool.
It was really cool. It was really cool. Take that, imposter syndrome. Boom. Okay. November.
In your face.
November 10th.
Imposter syndrome.
In your face, imposter syndrome. November 10th, 2019 gave you a run for your money. I don't remember that day.
So you felt good. You felt like you belonged there last night.
Yeah. For the first time, I felt like I belonged. Which is so sad.
I mean, better late than never. That's
true. I suppose so, but you know, you're going to really feel like you belong. Scrubbing In live.
Yeah, that's right.
You have been asking for it. We've been wanting to do it. It's finally here.
Yeah. So we're going to do 2 days to like test it. See
what I mean? They're full shows.
Dip our toes. Yeah, it's like you don't want to eat the whole lemon. You just eat a little bit of the rind.
The juice.
You squeeze a little bit.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
So we're doing two dates. We're doing February 1st, and that's going to be at the Marines Memorial Theater in San Francisco. Do you want to announce the second one?
Yeah, because I am obsessed with this venue to see shows at. So the fact that we are going to have a show there, this is actually kind of...
That's amazing.
It's kind of a big deal. It's going to be at the Roxy.
February 13th. So we're going to have a Galentine's night.
Oh, cute.
The day before Valentine's Day.
That is such a legendary place. Like
totally.
The Doors played at the Roxy. Springsteen played the Roxy.
Yeah.
And now Becca and Tanya are going to play the Roxy.
That's right.
Those artists ended up playing stadiums. Perhaps that'll be your path as
our
well.
Our trajectory.
But for now, here we are. Yeah.
Well, the tickets go on sale this Wednesday at 10 a.m. for Scrubbing In Live. So make sure you go get your tickets. I truly trust that we will be supported. I feel like everyone's been wondering when this is going to happen. So I'm so excited that we finally have dates ready.
I mean, the Roxy is just like...
That's so great.
That's like... Ooh.
You can get the tickets on Ticketmaster.com and APEconcerts.com or where tickets are available. I'm so excited for a live show. I don't know what we're going to do or what it's going to look like, but we're going to be there.
Well, yeah. And like we have till, when is it? February 1st.
come up with an
opening act.
Yeah.
A set list, as it were.
Set list, do a little guitar riff.
Yeah, we can make a dance number, a variety show or anything.
Yeah, I think we might do. I mean, like, neither of us are great dancers.
Vagina
or...
monologue, like, hear us roar.
All right.
What?
The vagina monologue? Isn't that like a play?
Yeah. It is a play.
Yeah. Like our own version of a vagina. No, did that?
Tony's been up for a while.
It doesn't involve a literal vagina, though, in case you're wondering.
So we have so much to talk about. Tanya and I went to New York this past weekend. We traveled together. I have stories about how Tanya is on planes we should talk about. But we have a surprise guest calling in just a moment to congratulate you on your win.
I love a surprise.
Very exciting. That's next.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, well, we all know sleep is important. I'm not getting much of it lately, but consider someone you know who is in the military or a veteran. Imagine how much a good night's sleep means to them. So from military heroes to everyday heroes, the new Sleep Number 360 smart bed helps everyone get the proven quality sleep that will change their life.
Sleep impacts your creativity, your mood, your patience, your willpower, and your physical and mental health. Ain't that the truth?
Mm-hmm.
You spend 1/3 of your life asleep. I'm going to give you some tips for sleeping better. A few hours before you go to bed, your brain produces melatonin, which tells your body it's time to get sleepy. Smart devices produce blue light, which wakes up the body and stops melatonin production. So try to avoid screens or switch your phone to night mode in the evening, and then you'll probably be better prepared to fall asleep. That's so true. I look at my phone on regular mode all the time before I go to sleep, and then I can't fall asleep. I didn't know that that's what blue light did.
Oh, I have mine on dark mode.
I noticed that last night.
I think we're still getting the blue light.
Right. Oh, really?
I think so. There's night mode. That's different.
All right. Tip number two, you need to get a Sleep Number bed. We love Sleep Number. It helps you adjust your sides to the ideal firmness, comfort, and support. It's the perfect mattress, especially for couples. When your dude's here.
Is this what you guys do when you sleep?
Yeah.
You keep it different on each side?
Yeah.
I just have Sans in my bed, so I just keep it on one side. But the Sleep Number 360 smart bed senses your movement and automatically adjusts to keep you sleeping comfortably through the night. It even tracks how you're sleeping so that you can know every morning how well you slept.
Experience the smart, effortless comfort of the Sleep Number 360 smart bed. During the Veterans Day sale, save $1,000 on the new Sleep Number 360 special edition smart bed, now only $17.99, plus exclusive savings for military and vets. You'll only find Sleep Number at one of their 600 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find one near you at sleepnumber.com/Becca. That's sleepnumber.com/Becca.
Well, we have a special guest calling in to celebrate with us, to congratulate you.
A special guest?
A special guest.
A surprise guest?
The guest is a surprise.
Do we know this guest?
Yes. It's really one of our favorite people.
Oh, our.
I would say our.
So this person is universally liked by all of us.
Yes, okay. I would say that's true.
Okay.
We were all very charmed by him.
Oh, it's a he.
It is a he.
Okay.
Okay.
Who was your first ever guest on Scrubbing It with Becca Tilly?
Jason George!
Yay!
I'm one of the people and you're my choice.
I'm a man of the people.
I'm a man of the people.
Wow. It's really cool. This is like a full circle moment having you as our guest post second People's Choice Award since you started this podcast.
Congratulations, ladies.
Thank you.
And just so you know, I'm going to take full responsibility for this. It's not like y'all may have done the work, but I'm going to take the credit. I'm just going to say it was because I came on the show way back when. No, congratulations. You guys have worked hard and it's well deserved.
Thank you so much. It's so cool when I get to, like, when I see you at different events and I feel like I can come. I'm sure you're like, oh God, there's Becca again. But it's really cool for me to feel like that I can approach you as if we're friends.
Oh, I remember when I fully saw you at Live with Kelly and Ryan and I was like, hey, it's my friend Jason George.
Look, I go back to, I always think of when Becca whooped our ass in softball at the Dodgers. Somebody cracked a shot that I just knew was going to be a double. And you got hopped. You got airborne. Put a glove on that thing. I was like, and we all said, oh my God, it was impossible. So, so you are as athletic as you are beautiful. Beth.
Oh, thank you. Aww,
she is like weirdly athletic. Like she's just like crushes it at every sport.
It's a little annoying.
It is so annoying.
Well, how are things going in your world?
Things Things are good. Things are good, I got to tell you. I mean, we got some great stuff coming for y'all. When Graze is on, Station 19 will come back in late January. And when we come back, you're getting a taste of how the worlds are going to bleed together right now with folks showing up on Grey's Anatomy. You know, my girl Barrett Doss has been coming through on Grey's. She and, you know, her character Vic and Jackson are hanging out these days.
Yeah.
And that's causing a little bit of controversy, and people have some feelings about that. And Ben and Bailey are, you know, apparently we gonna have a baby. Apparently that's a spoiler alert. If you haven't been watching, if you're trying to catch up, it's your own fault.
But that's a big deal, because yeah. I was worried that when you went to Station 19 that Ben Warren was going to be written out of Grey's Anatomy. So I'm really happy that are you straddling both, but they actually have new storylines for you on Grey's.
Yeah, me too. Look,
they are very, very smart people over there. You know what I mean? Shonda Rhimes, Betsy Beers, Krista Vernoff. Stacey McKee was created the show. And the first thing they said to me was, they're like, look, so you're going to be coming back and forth between the shows. So, like, you'll be part of the glue between the two shows, me and Chandra. And now that's expanded. You know what I mean? Now they have a lot of people going back and forth. So it's going to be even more of a, I mean, more than even in the last two seasons of Station 19, it'll be more of a Grey's universe. It's really good, because now it's all coming out of one mind. Now Krista Vernoff runs both shows.
Mm. So, but you know what? I think it's a true testament to, like, the person that you are, that they want to have you on multiple shows. Like, because you're obviously such a joy to be around and work with, that they want to have you on all the shows. That just literally shows the person that you are.
Thank you for that. I got helicopters flying over my, we got the fires here in Los Angeles, so I got helicopters flying over my house. But yeah, that, thank you for that. I appreciate that. That was, I mean, it meant the world to me when, you know, I mean, when you first get a call from Shonda Rhimes, you think you're getting fired. You think that means, oh, I'm about to get hit by a truck, or a plane's going to drop out of the sky, which is always a real possibility, because, you know, the part of the genius, and it's frustrating for us as fans, and I count myself as a fan because I was watching the show before I was ever on it, but they will never let it rest, because, you know, the characters become your friends. I've been watching for, you know, we're in season 16. I started watching season 3. So, you know, 13 years I've been watching this show. And I got caught up real quick in the first, you know, the first year I started watching. So these are your friends. But if they're totally happy, then it's boring TV.
It's so true, unfortunately.
So they got to create drama.
Are you happy about Vic and Jackson together? Because I have to be honest, I never got on the Maggie and Jackson train, so I'm kind of happy to see a new love story there.
It's funny, because, you know, I feel a couple of different ways about it, because I'm, in terms of the actors, I'm friends with all of the above.
Right.
Kelly's my girl, Barrett's my girl, Jess and my boy, but character-wise, I kind of love that there's now another little thing between the two shows. I kind of love that, you know, and it's interesting, because, you know, one of my favorite moments is when they're on a hike, you know, and there's the whole outdoorsy thing, and, you know, Maggie's not outdoorsy, but Vic's all kinds of outdoorsy, and they come across a branch, a gigantic branch that's blocking the thing, and she just picks it up, moves it out the way, and he's like, you're strong like that, gotcha. And I'm like, that's what's up. That's a 2019 woman is what that is.
Yeah, that's a modern woman.
That's a modern woman.
Yeah, exactly.
I like that it's kind of like bringing Station 19 is kind of what Private Practice was, mm-hmm. like in the earlier seasons. Mm-hmm. Like, it's almost like that feeling again of having these characters that you're getting to know through Grey's and Station 19, and seeing them, how they come together into like a collaborative effort.
Yeah, completely. But even more so, because the thing with Private Practice was, you know, the show was set in Los Angeles. So mm-hmm. they had to have some event that caused the doctors from, you know, that practice to roll up to Seattle or vice versa.
Right.
You know, the beauty of Station 19 is, you know, we're down the block. So it can be like, you know, we're supposed to be 3 blocks away from Graceland Memorial. So on any given day, it could be one of us bringing in the patients into the hospital, and people that we save come into the hospital. And that's happening. I can't even describe you how cool it is now that, like, you know, I'm telling all the guest stars on the show who are playing the victims that we save, I'm like, look, dude, you doubled down in a way. Like, you should be thankful. You're going to get a couple of checks out of it.
I don't know. Do you talk about, we have on our little call sheet about your wife getting into a car accident when she was pregnant?
Yeah, I've talked about it before, and the twins know about it. We short version of the story is my wife was 8 and a half or 3/4 or whatever you want to call it, months pregnant with our twins. So she was like, Belly was sitting up on the steering wheel while she was driving around, and dude ran a red light and T-boned her car, and so the scariest moment of my life, bar none. But beautiful part was, 7-8 hours later, they were born perfectly healthy. She was perfectly healthy. And out of a really horrible situation, everything came out pretty great. Except for, they still to this day, I've never found out dude's name, and it's probably a good thing.
Oh, wow.
Homicide's not helpful. Homicide's not helpful. That's not a good thing.
I was going to say, does Shonda Rhimes know your storyline? Because this sounds very Grey's Anatomy storyline.
It really was. It's very funny how much they always pull the stuff from our lives into the show. In fact, the funny part is we, all the cast of Station 19 had meetings with Krista this year, the showrunner of both shows, and sat down just so they could, she had a whole new writing room. She was trying to get to know the actors better, trying to get the actors' takes on the characters, which is really cool because a lot of writers could care less what the actors think or what's going on with the actors. You'll do as I tell you, dance monkeys dance. But she was very, and so they incorporated a lot of stuff from our personal lives into the characters. When you see the episodes this year, you're going to see a lot of our own personal stuff connecting into these episodes. So it's kind of fantastic.
Yeah, that's really cool. They're like, we don't have any more ideas. We need some personal stories here, guys.
I don't know about that. They got tons of ideas. They're just trying to make it easier for everybody involved. Yeah.
True. Well, I honestly, after winning our second People's Choice Award, it's just perfect that you called in to chat and catch up because you started this thing off. So
26 months ago.
26 months ago, we became best friends, Jason.
Wild.
Time flies. It was a pleasure to be on the first one, and not that you're going to stop anytime soon, but I'll check in every year.
That's what we like to hear. Well, congratulations on everything. Your pregnancy with Miranda Bailey. We're so happy for y'all.
Congratulations to you guys, and keep it rolling.
Thank you so much. Bye.
All right, take care. Bye bye.
Man, that guy.
I love that guy. I saw him at the counter in Studio City. I couldn't do it. I couldn't go up and say, "Hey, Jason." I couldn't.
I'm sure oh my gosh,
he would have been great. I don't want to bother anybody. I couldn't do it.
I see him at random events, and if I'm there alone or don't have anyone with me, I act like I'm like, "Well, Jason's here, yeah. So I'll just go talk to him."
Right, you've got a friend.
Can you leave me alone.
He's so nice.
He's so nice. He really is.
That's honestly probably why he's doing both of the shows, though. He's probably just so easy to work with. She's like, oh, yeah.
I think there's something to that for sure.
I agree. They would not have him on both if he was a diva or something.
Yes, you don't want those people in your cast. You want people like Jason George in your cast.
And like you said, still giving him new storylines for both. It's really cool.
He's working hard, but getting it done.
We love you, Jason George.
Next on the show is not a surprise guest, but an exciting guest.
A very exciting guest.
Very much so.
Go ahead and say, you can say what it is.
Well, we have a Jonas on the show.
A Jonas.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That's right. That Jonas is next.
Mother's Day is coming, and mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we're back, and we are joined by our next guest, who happens to be one of my favorite people ever. I'm so obsessed. Please welcome Danielle Jonas.
Hello. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Congratulations. I saw everything about the big win.
You're so sweet. Thank you.
Tanya,
you guys
Tanya's
look beautiful.
Beaming with pride that you're on the phone right now. She can't even hit. Her mouth is open. Her eyes are wide. You probably know the look.
I was like talking to somebody about Tanya and I was like, I'm so shy. And like, she just brings out like everything in me. I feel like when I'm around her, I'm like, oh, I feel comfortable. Oh. Whoa.
That's the gift. We were just talking about that. Just a few minutes ago, before you got here, Becca, because we went to New York and back with Tanya, and on both trips, Tanya became absolute best friends for life with the person sitting next to her. And the first person wasn't as easy. It wasn't as, but you're right. Danielle's right. She makes them feel comfortable.
That's very nice. Danielle, yeah. I didn't ever realize that you were shy because you're so chatty with me.
Oh, really? No, I'm like normally when I'm talking to someone, I'm like dying inside. I'm like, okay, am I interesting? Am I going to keep this conversation going?
Wow. And I imagine you probably meet and talk to a lot of strangers who you don't know well.
No, I know. That's what, like, Kevin, we're definitely like opposites, and Kevin helps me out a lot. We do well.
But how did that go when Kevin came up to you then? How did that conversation
flow? Yeah.
Well,
I was on a family vacation, so I was kind of like, I really don't want to talk to you because I'm on family vacation, and I actually broke up with a boyfriend that I was with for like 4 or 5 years, and I was like, I'm over boys right now. I just want to be free. And my sister kind of kept on pressing the point of like, just be nice, and, you know, and she actually gave him my number. And then, I don't know, it was a group effort of like everyone talking to him and wanting him to be around and all that, even though we had no idea who he was until we got up to our hotel room and we saw him on the Disney Channel. And I was finally like, oh, okay, but he still wore fire on his swimsuit, so I don't know about this one.
Like he had flames?
Yeah, he had flames up his like bathing suit. I'm like, who does that?
Oh my gosh, that's probably why he liked you so much, because you were so just like, oh, whatever.
Uninterested.
Yeah. Interesting.
Maybe, yeah.
That's an interesting approach. That might be what's hurting me.
No.
My over interest.
No.
It's something we talk with Tanya a lot about, you know, her personality is that she is interested in people. It's part of her charm and what makes her her, but she thinks it might be what, you know, scares men.
Danielle is fully in the lowdown. The last time I saw you guys after the Jonas Brothers show, I gave her and Kevin the full lowdown of my current dating situation.
Which has probably changed since then, right?
Slightly changed.
Slightly. Well, they're just missing out on greatness. So let them miss out right now. Be single and having fun, and then tie someone down.
Yeah, the right one will come.
That's true.
Well, you're calling because, well, first of all, just because I love you and I'm just like so happy that you're on our show. But we want to talk about your jewelry line. It is really, really cute. It's beautiful. Some new stuff on there. I was just looking at it. It's DanielleJonasOfficial.com if you guys want to shop. And your latest collection is called New Beginnings.
Yeah, I'm very excited about it. Actually, I sent you a package. I don't think you guys got it yet, but there's a bunch of new stuff in there for you guys to pick out.
Oh, you're so sweet. That's so nice.
Yeah, I was hoping it was going to get there before we talked, but totally good.
Well, you know, we're going to look in the mailroom for it right after we... But I looked online, and it's really, really beautiful stuff. What was the inspiration behind this collection?
I mean, I personally love dainty jewelry. I mean, your engagement ring is different, but everything else I like just to be very dainty and whimsical. And I don't know, like the opal just stood out to me. There's so many like meanings behind it. It's it's about new beginnings, opal means and all that. And Alina was starting school for the first time with kindergarten, like really starting school. And then Kevin was, you know, having his new beginning with, you know, the Jonas Brothers. And I'm trying to figure out, like, where I'm headed and, you know, as a mom, and then trying to, you know, do things on the side and still keep that, like, mom figure and be there for them. But, yeah, so, I mean, opal has always been a big part of me, too, because my grandmother was born in October, and so was Valentina. Actually, I kept on praying because Valentina was supposed to be born in November, and I'm like, but I really want an October baby because I wanted to be opal like my grandma. And she came in October. And so it means a lot to me.
That's so special.
When's your grandma and when's Valentina's birthday?
So my grandma's birthday is October 19th, and then Valentina's is the 27th. Okay. So she just turned 3.
Mine's the 30th, so I've always known the opal. That's always been special to me, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You know what's crazy is that they say that you're not... it was like this myth or something that like you couldn't buy an opal for yourself. You always had to buy it for someone if it wasn't your birthday.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, it's really weird. I mean, I buy Opal all the time for myself, but
I was gonna say I'm looking at the Nova ring on your website, and I might buy an Opal for myself and a little.
I'll buy it for you, just so we're like in cohesion with the myth or the rules. Yeah. But I love that everything's so like meaningful to you. You know what I mean? Like I love things that hold significance to somebody. You know what I mean? It's not like you're just doing a jewelry line. You're doing this jewelry line. You want this collection to have a significance to it. And that's really, that's awesome that you thought it out so much. And I love that it's called New Beginnings because you're right. Like you kind of are like, your family is all starting a little bit of a new beginning in this new wave. And you're kind of finding your footing.
We had Kevin home for 5 straight years. They ended the Jonas Brothers when I was like 9 months pregnant with Alina. And then he came home saying that it was over. And I was like, okay, I'm having a baby, but okay. And then we had him. We were very selfish and we had him home. And then all of a sudden, like this, our whole world changed again. So like we're trying to, you know, figure it out with 2 kids and still like, you know, we've always wanted a family, so we don't want to leave that part behind and let other people necessarily like help us too much because we want to be there for them.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're just trying to like figure it out, you know?
From an outsider looking in, and I don't see you guys often, but I feel like you're doing a really good job. Like I feel like you came out here for some of the LA shows and you guys got to spend some time together and then you guys were going back, and I feel like you're doing as good of a job as you can.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
And also, like, I just have to say their success the second time around, like as the Jonas Brothers, makes me so happy because nobody deserves it more than those guys.
I know. I cannot tell you how happy I am to see him smile like he does on stage. Like, that was the one thing that I missed from him. Like, yes, he's so happy at home with the kids and all that, but it's just like this different smile that he has when he gets on stage. It's just amazing to see.
That's the best.
Actually, somebody was asking me, they were like, what does Kevin's wife think about your obsession with Kevin? Because I'm always like, I always just want to give Kevin the most love because I'm always saying justice for Kevin. He's like the best. And I was like, I think Danielle is perfectly fine with
I am. Perfectly fine with it.
She just keeps insecurity
keep
guard close.
That's all.
There's a security guard not far from me at all Jonas Brothers shows.
Oh my god, no.
Oh, you guys are the best. Okay, well, thank you so much for spending your time talking to us. We love you. Everybody check out Danielle's latest collection, New Beginnings. It's at DanielleJonasOfficial.com. Is there anything else that you have coming up that you want to share?
Well, first of all, I have to say, Becca, we watch Bachelor all the time, me and Kevin together.
Wow.
And we were obsessed. You were awesome on there. It was really entertaining.
That is the nicest, best surprise
really
of this
it.
Conversation. So thank you.
But along the lines of the jewelry and everything, besides the best show. it's a good Christmas gift because, you know, it means a lot and everything, but it's also very dainty. You can stack things. It's fun to add to, and yeah, I just hope everybody enjoys it.
Well, that's awesome. It's so beautiful. Everyone go check it out. Thanks again for calling in.
Yeah, and if you ever come back to LA anytime soon, maybe for the shows in December, you can scrub and actually come into the OR,
yes.
Come into the studio.
Oh my gosh, that'd be amazing.
We'd love to have you, seriously. When you're here, come on in.
Okay, great.
Because we're going to be at the Forum show for sure.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait. So
okay.
I'll see you guys there.
All right.
Love you. All bye. Right.
Bye.
Bye. Love you. Bye.
Are you dead?
Oh, my God. Do you know what we forgot to talk to her about?
What?
Her brother.
Oh, my gosh. because she was trying to set you up.
And Brad, I remember when we saw him at the after party, Brad was like, I love you with a Jonas adjacent.
He's right.
Yeah, a Jonas in-law?
A Jonas. Well, it's Danielle's brother, so it would be, yeah, it wouldn't Kevin's, be a Jonas. Oh, yeah.
Kevin's
oh,
in-law.
You're right.
Yeah.
Because he's not tech. He's a D'Elia.
Still.
Yeah.
Jonas adjacent.
Jonas adjacent.
Too on the nose for you to be with someone named Jonas.
Right.
It wouldn't work.
Right.
No, I like it. Brad's right.
Shoot, we still have more to talk to her about.
She's going
to
come in.
We need to have her come in. That would be a fun conversation face-to-face, too.
Totally.
I love that she says she's shy, and you didn't even know that because you make her so comfortable that you never see that side of her.
That's really cool. I had no idea.
Like, Shelby on the plane might have been shy. You did not give her an opportunity to be shy.
That's the thing. No, she doesn't give you an opportunity or a choice to be shy.
No chance.
No chance.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turned sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So, listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What do we owe the pleasure to be on the People's Choice Awards winning podcast right now?
Back-to-back champs.
I know.
Like, pulled out a two-peat, baby.
Yeah,
two-peat. I got really emotional last night from y'all's video when y'all were saying, like, we didn't win, and Mike said, but our girls did.
I know. Like, that was really sweet.
My heart.
That was really sweet. I know.
It did the same thing to me when everything was happening, and like I kind of feel like I blacked out. And then you were the first one that walked over to us to give us a hug to say congratulations. And I was like, that is how we roll. Like, yeah. I feel like we would have done the exact same thing had you guys won.
100%.
Yeah.
We're joined in studio now by Janet.
Sorry.
And Michael Clausen.
I know. I'm sorry. I'm the one that took that one over because I felt bad that they have their rejects on their show today.
Oh, my gosh.
So I was just like, I'm sorry.
Do you know what, though? It's so interesting because last year I remember, like, I hate to bring it up again, but we beat Oprah.
Lady Gang.
I was just going to say, okay. I remember the most that I was like, okay, if it's not going to be us, it's going to be Lady Gang. I didn't even consider Oprah and Dax Shepard and everyone. You know, I was like, it's going to be Lady Gang. And this year, I was like, it's going to be Jana and Mike, or it's going to be Caitlin. And so I just felt
really...
Why didn't
you put yourself in?
I'm just saying, if it wasn't us, it was y'all. It wasn't
It wasn't Joe Rogan.
It just felt really cool to be nominated and like friends with people that I felt like they're doing so well that if it's not us, it's gonna be them.
Yeah,
and
there was a comfort in that for sure.
Yeah,
it was a comfort just being there with you guys too for us. You know, it made it fun.
The whole experience is more fun when you're around people that you already respect and love and have friendships with. So it's not that fake like, great job, girl, or you know something like that. It's you know it is genuine, and so it makes the experience that much better.
Yeah. Like if you had said great job, girl, I would have known that wasn't genuine. I was just blown away because I was sitting waiting for Tanya so we could do red carpet stuff, and I look over and Jana's interviewing Pink.
You ghosted.
First of all,
I was just like, and you're like, I don't want to meet her. I was like, okay, I'm gonna try to like somehow like corner Pink to go over to like say hi to her, but I'm like, I just met her, so I couldn't be like, can you meet, like, you know what I mean?
So I was
kind of in like that, like, but I was like, here, she's getting closer. Come up, walk to her, talk to her.
I just respected the effort because you saw my face and I was like, I'm like pointing to myself. And so she's like behind Pink, like trying to guide her and like didn't want to touch her.
I'm standing over by Becca while she's like Instagramming this. She's like, Mike, go tell your wife to introduce me. I'm like, I'm on the outside with you. What do you want from me right now?
I was with Kylie and she was like, Mike, tell your wife. And I was like, Mike, make it happen. This is all up to you. And then
So this is really a theme that happened for Becca last night because she did this exact same thing with Jennifer Aniston.
Okay,
did you get to meet her?
No.
So no, I go back the whole time she's walking around being like, and then she's like, Petunia, I need you to do it. And I'm like,
walking after her winning the Icon Award. It had like three security guards around her. I was like, it's not the time. So then I go into this holding room. I'm like, Tanya, let's go. Of course, Tanya's turned around talking to someone that she knows and misses going in with me. So I thought she just didn't want to come in. So I'm in the room with Jennifer Aniston. She's talking to Adam Sandler. I'm just sitting there lingering, being so awkward. This lady comes in. She's like, there's no photos or videos, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, yeah. And she goes, but if you want to get a photo with her, I didn't see it. And I was like, okay, I gotta do it.
So like invitation.
Yeah. She was like, I'm gonna walk out of the room. So I was like, this is it. I look over, Jennifer walks over, starts talking to Adam Sandler and this other man. I'm like, that is not the moment for me. Well, then Tanya, I guess, was like, I'm going back to my seat. So the lady came in and was like, okay, y'all have to go back to your seats. And she's like, sorry, she ruined it for you.
I was just like, that is so rude. I just wanted to tell them that I was leaving so that they didn't like, I don't know, be like, where did Tanya go?
Well, here's the deal, though. You should have brought me because I know Adam. So I could have then said hi to Adam And yeah. then been like, oh, and then, hey, he had to then introduce us to Jen. So next time, wingman, me. Okay?
Yeah, I don't know Adam Sandler.
Sorry, Tanya. Tanya's just very, like, vocal and would, like, go up to anyone. And for some reason, Jennifer Aniston, she didn't perform for me like she normally performs
for
celebrities.
Well, because we kept following her into, like, these awkward situations. You know what I mean? She was about to do press. Yeah. She just won her award. I'm like, Becca, we're not going to go up bum rush her while she's, like, doing press. And then I couldn't even get into the holding pen because they were like, where's your badge? And I was like, oh, my badge is, like, in my trailer, which is I don't even know where at this point. You know, so I was just like, I'm just going to sit here and wait for them.
What's funny is Jana's usually the best person to have as the wingman in those situations because she'll throw anybody on the bus. She'll be like, hey, Jen, my friend really wants to meet you. I'm so sorry to inconvenience you with this.
I'm fine with that.
She doesn't know how to play the game, but can you just, you know, appease my friend? Like, you're, you know, like... For the,
that's actually a good move, though.
I know. I'd be
like, it's
thrilled.
Like, you're like a Make-A-Wish kid over there. It's Jana's like, can you please come say hi to my friend? Like, she has no shame in doing that. But if you do that to Jana, mortified.
Mortified.
Oh, can't really?
Minus, I did have my publicist go to Kardashian's publicist, and I asked if they could, I can meet them, but they said no.
Wow. Just a straight up.
I think you were still interviewing somebody, and I saw the interaction when Nicole went to their publicist, like a taller guy. And I saw, you know, Nicole kind of anchoring our way or pointing our way, and the publicist looks down like towards us, and he's just like,
yeah.
Like he had this face on him too, like smug face, like, no. Yeah. I'm just like,
that one hurt my heart.
Like you wanted them to come interview with you?
Or No. I just literally wanted to meet them. I just wanted to say hi.
So actually last year, we were sitting at the table behind them. Do you remember? We were behind like Chris, Courtney, and somebody else.
It was the whole fam.
Yeah. And I don't know what I was on, but I was like feeling some mojo. And I like walked up to them and I was like, hey, Chris Jenner.
But you can, like, though. That's the thing. I'm like, you're on the freaking morning show with like Ryan Seacrest.
They know Ryan.
You know what I mean?
But I had to really connect the dots for her. And then I was like, okay, I'm just going to go back to her. I think she was so sweet and like lovely, but I literally was just like, like I like went in with like a lot of mojo and I left feeling like, shoot.
Yeah. I did this multiple times. I made eye contact with people and said, oh my God, as I made eye contact. And so then they were like, pulled their security team closer, you know?
Yeah.
I'm just not great in those situations. So I'm fine. Next time I'm taking you, and I don't care if you throw me under the bus, because I'll be like, it would be a Make-A-Wish to meet Jennifer.
Yeah. I don't think I've met any of the Friends characters, like the main six. And I think I would really have
a
moment.
I've met Chandler. I call him Chandler.
Matthew Perry.
Yeah, Matthew Perry. He was at, oh my God, what was that club?
Where? Give me some crossroads.
It was Sunset and it was Standard.
Oh, wow.
I met him at Standard. He was the nicest dude ever.
Really?
Very nice.
Yeah. Tanya matched with him on a dating app.
Oh, really? Yeah. And I said, happy Saturday. And I just got crickets. I was like,
But you matched, though. I mean, how's he say no?
I know, thank you. Yeah. I should put that on my Twitter bio. Match with Matthew Perry. Beat Oprah.
Dead.
That's your resume. That's all
That's
you need.
That's amazing.
It's my new Hinge bio.
I love it. Is that what you're on Hinge?
Yeah.
Is that
so
the
good.
New thing?
Yeah.
What happened to the other one? The, what's it called? The Raya?
Bumble.
I was on it and I just discontinued because it's like I met one person on there and he didn't want to like actually date me.
Bobby? Bones?
No.
Is he on that? Coming in strong with the crickets. Well, that person's stupid, whoever it is, that didn't want to date you.
No, it was, I just don't think he wanted to like date one person in particular. Like, Poppy. I think he liked having his options open.
She had an exchange with Josh Groban that I always like to talk about.
Oh, yeah. That was actually pretty fun.
Was it something borrowed?
No. Oh. No. That one I met in real life.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're just running down the list. Yeah.
I know. God, if I like wrote down all the men I've dated in the last 5 years, it would be pretty lengthy.
You should do that.
What do you consider dating, though?
One date.
I don't know.
What, Michael? That is a date.
Oh, Barack Obama? Yeah, we dated him.
Wait, how did y'all meet?
Twitter.
Oh, wait, I love this story.
Yeah.
I don't know if I know this story.
It's very like Wells Sarah Hyland-esque, right?
Yeah, very similar, actually.
Very similar.
Hello.
You slid into a DM?
Mm-hmm. I didn't. He did. He slid into mine after I followed him.
Oh, I like that. That's a move.
That was when she thought I was half black.
I did. He kind of looks half black. A little bit, his features.
My profile picture then did Definitely.
That's not why I accepted it, though. I was like, oh, like,
wait, hold on. But we need to know the chronology. Chronology? Chronologically?
I was 30. I was eating mac and cheese.
No, I
had a glass of wine.
Yeah, I mean, like,
is that true? Oh,
very true.
So you were following Jana.
Yes. I was following
and
Jana.
And he kept favoriting things.
And then
but
you,
I didn't see it until I was 30.
You followed him.
Eating mac and cheese.
Yeah.
And then I followed him. And then he... One second.
Stop.
Instagram.
This is where Joey skews the story. I was like, no, because I was in my house. I had a house in Baltimore at the time. One of my buddies that was living with me, it was the off season, and we were about to watch a movie on a rainy evening in Baltimore. And I was like, holy shit, Jana Kramer just followed me back. And then it became, we were like teenage girls. It's like, what do we say? Right? And we were about to watch a movie. So we're like, all right, we can't say anything right now. It's too soon. Let's watch this movie. And then we'll talk about it afterwards, get a whole draft together, get an editor, and we'll be okay. 20 minutes into the movie, I was like, I got to talk to her. So I DM'd her something super suave and
like,
charming.
Like, hey, I'm a fan. Thanks for the follow.
But this is Jana dropping the handkerchief, and Michael just picked it up.
Yep.
That's what I like to call hook, game, sinker.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's fast. It was like, you know, it's like, hey, I like you. Do you want to talk on the phone? Okay, FaceTime. Like, I randomly FaceTimed them, like, a few days afterwards.
No, you...
I gave my number. I was like, because my manager was reading all these. She's like, just give me your number. She's like, been down this game with me before, like, looking up dudes on Twitter. So she's like, just give me your number.
And I thought I thought I was hot. Because Sunday night we DM'd. Monday we were still DMing, and then she was like, you know what, here's my number. I was like, damn, I didn't have to ask for a number.
No, like, play it. Okay, I was playing you the whole time. Like,
she's feeling your boy right now. And so the next day she called me. You know, no one really talks on the phone these days. She called me randomly, and I was like, oh, like, she's calling.
Didn't I FaceTime you? Or no, I called
no,
you.
No, called first. Okay. And then the next day we FaceTimed. So that was a Wednesday, we FaceTimed. I was at the dog park with my dog. She FaceTimed me. I was like, hey, I'm at the dog park. Let me, like, call you back. Sprinted home. I was like, Chance, let's go. We sprinted home. I'm pretty sure I even took a shower before a FaceTime call, sprayed like cologne for a FaceTime call, put a hat on. It's like, oh, hey.
Right,
what's
like,
up?
Right.
Sorry,
and then,
got back.
I woke up like this.
I'm pretty sure I did push ups too before the FaceTime call.
Vascular.
And yeah, then we FaceTimed that afternoon, then later that night. And then she was like, well, I'm in Chicago tomorrow. You want to come see me? And I had like 2 more weeks until training camp started. So I was like, yeah. So I boarded the first flight to Chicago.
Little did he know that I had 3 guys lined up in Chicago.
No.
Yeah. And I beat them all out.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, really?
Right.
Did you really?
Yes. Yeah. I get there, right? We're hanging out. Her tour manager brings on like flowers were on the bus from Jimmy Butler when he was playing with the Bulls then, because he's a big
Sweet.
Country fan. Sweet Jimmy. So I'm like,
Sweet
so I'm sitting there. This is like my first date with this girl, and Jimmy Butler sent her flowers. I'm just like, all right, well, really got to turn my game up here.
Hey, girl, I was in my prime. You know what I mean? Like, my song was at the top of the charts.
Did we ever disclose who the third person was?
I don't want to do that.
Okay.
Is it a well-known person?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Love that.
Be off the mic.
And I don't think she wants to disclose it because she don't want to ruin her chances. Where I think Jana still thinks like, well, if we don't work out, Mike, I might want to give
you
him
never
a
know.
Shot.
You got to keep some of those at bay, you know.
Is he a singer?
No.
An athlete.
No. Actor.
Actor.
Actor. Interessant.
This is so fun, but I am under the impression that Jana and Mike have to go.
Oh
no!
She's got to go to some showroom to pick up free.
That's
Which
important,
really
though.
Have to go.
When she's in LA, she's got to do.
She got things to do.
Look, I am the most frugal person you'll ever meet in your entire life. I do not like spending money. I hate it.
Borderline cheap.
I will admit it. I'm 1,000% cheap.
There's a difference between cheap and frugal.
And because of that, you have a beautiful, large house in Nashville with a gorgeous pool.
Yeah, that I want to come to.
Please, I've been begging you guys to come.
I know, I want to. You're going to be there for... what's happening? Something's happening in Nashville on Wednesday.
Oh, I'm not going to be there.
Oh.
Same ace. Yeah, no. Yeah.
What about in December? Are you there in December?
Yeah.
All December.
Not the first week because we have our wind down tour
around
in Michigan.
Around like 13th?
And, Michigan and Chicago.
We're there.
Yeah, 13th.
We're
there. Please okay. come. Stay at our house. We're not really in the city. We're more like Franklin area. So.
No, it's
what
so
does
pretty
that mean?
There. It's like gorgeous.
Suburbs.
It's
suburbs. Where are the families?
Do Ubers get there?
they get there, yes. It's just harder to get them to go back.
It's like 20. You can borrow my car.
Okay.
You want.
Tanya, we can rent a car. You can do that these days.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, but you can
We're
totally
over
stay.
25.
Mike, do you know I'm like a phenomenal ping pong player?
What? We have a ping pong table.
I know,
she's
I saw that.
Yeah.
She's phenomenal.
Oh, you're not good. Okay. Jana.
No, he actually is good.
I'm good, but just Jana's better.
Yeah. Well, I'm pretty good, but I'm not. I'm not great on my backhand. I got to work on that, but I can.
Yeah, so just go backhand on her.
All right.
Yeah,
well, I use two hands for my backhand. That's where I'm playing with.
She's a really good tennis player. Tanya is.
That's interesting. True.
Yeah. That's the only thing I have going for me.
Well, please
athletically,
come.
That's
play.
The only thing I have.
We can put it in the garage because it'll be chilly in December in Nashville.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But
yeah,
it's
yeah.
insulated.
Like 40s.
Our garage is insulated.
Oh, I can do 40s. I just was in
20s. After New York this weekend, you can do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, but which, by the way, you guys looked great.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah,
really, you guys clean up real nice.
Looks great for what?
Well, Mark looked great. Tanya always looks good.
For what?
For the Ryan was
Radio Hall of Fame.
Radio Hall of Fame. Oh, and then they were on Ryan and Kelly because you guys know I watch that show every morning.
Right.
So, anyways, I love you guys. Congrats
you
on your night
you.
Every morning.
Oh, I need to. I have some questions for you.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Congratulations, you guys.
Thank
we're
you.
Really happy for you.
Thank you.
I love you guys
love
so
you guys.
Much. Seriously, like the love is. It's a lot.
It's
no,
real.
No, we love you.
No.
No, we love you.
We had Jana on the live stream before, and Justin was trying to be like, ooh, we have some competition. They're both nominated against each other, and Jana and I were both like, no, we're like stoked for each other.
That was a bad one. Let's do it. Yeah. High five. Okay.
Don't try and create drama here. Why?
Wind down later.
Well, at Native, they create safe, simple, effective products that people use in the bathroom every day. They create products with trusted ingredients and trusted performance. If you're not convinced, you can check out the 9,000 five-star reviews from their customers. Their products are formulated without aluminum, parabens, and talc. They're filled with ingredients found in nature, such as coconut oil, shea butter, tapioca starch, and they are never tested on animals, and they have free shipping and returns.
And it works. Making the switch to an aluminum-free deodorant does not mean having to sacrifice on product performance. Less is more with Native. Their deodorant contains simple ingredients you understand, so you know everything that's in it. Native comes in a wide variety of enticing scents for men and women. Plus, they release new limited edition seasonal scents throughout the year. They also offer an unscented formula and baking soda-free formula for those with sensitivities.
Yeah, I just started using Native, actually, and you guys know I'm a sweater. I sweat a lot, and so far so good. I'm really liking it, and I like that it's better for under my armpits without the aluminum. So I'm a happy camper. I'll keep you guys posted as I continue to use it. But for 20% off of your first purchase, visit nativedeodorant.com and use promo code Becca during checkout. That's promo code Becca for 20% off of your first purchase. nativedeodorant.com. One more time, nativedeodorant.com, promo code
Becca. Becca. There was a lot that happened for all of us last week, huh?
Yeah, it was a big couple of days.
Yeah.
Between Seacrest being inducted in the Radio Hall of Fame, we were there for that, and then the People's Choice Awards the very next night, or two nights later.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Pretty quite a weekend.
I was in Cabo for all week last week. It was magical. Also, my house, the bottom floor of my place flooded. So I came home to there's fans like drying.
Wow.
I would not like
that.
How'd
that happen?
There was like a hose or something that got loose. And so it was basically flooding for like a day and a half before anyone. Someone sent a video of the parking garage flooding underneath. And they were like, there's a leak in your place. The floors are ruined. They have to redo everything in my like living room and dining room and kitchen. But really none of my stuff was ruined because it's all kind of elevated on like legs. So
yeah, that's so fortunate.
Yeah. So I got that call while I was in Mexico. I was like,
that sucks.
Pour me another one, bartender, another marg on the rocks. But honestly, I was just so grateful it wasn't the second floor, like going on, like leaking onto my stuff. So could have been worse handling it. Doing what
but also like if you're in Cabo and you just hear your apartment flooded, like my first thought would just be total chaos. So like not being able to see it, you know what I mean? And just being in Cabo, I'd be like, oh, I don't know, don't like this.
You know me, I'm like weirdly calm. And I was just like, it's stuff. I have insurance, you know.
Yeah.
It'll be fine.
That's the difference here.
That's it.
I'd be like panicked. I'd be like sending somebody to my house to look.
Yeah.
I probably would come home early.
Well, my landlord was like amazing and really handled the situation for me. So
that's nice.
Shout out. Don't know if I need to say your name, but Cabo was literally the best ever. Like I remember sitting there. I was sitting there and I had this moment because I've been in this like weird funk and whatever we've talked about it. And I was like, I am so blessed and so fortunate in my life and what the things that I have and the things that I get to do. Like, I need to stop thinking, I need to start just focusing on how grateful I am, and kind of things will fall into place.
Mm-hmm.
It was good. It was like a reset. Like, my brain feels clear.
Oh, that's great.
And then I got home, and then the next day was People's Choice. So it was just like,
and then next Sunday we're doing our tour de churches.
Yeah, we're Tanya and I are gonna look for a church together, a church home. Well, she has a church home, but she's gonna go with me.
Yeah.
How many churches can you hit in one day? I feel like a lot of these.
She was trying to do three a day.
No, I said two a day. I said one in the morning, one in the afternoon. Okay.
I thought that was a little much because I would be like, I feel overwhelmed with church.
So every Sunday from now on, you're gonna do two a day?
No, we're doing three churches, three different Sundays. One different church a week.
Oh. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Nice.
Find Becca a home.
Yeah, I think I need a church home. So mm-hmm. Tanya's going to go with me on the journey.
Mm-hmm. So I'll be going to two a Sunday because I'll be going to my church and then the one with her.
Got it.
Mm-hmm. So that's the plan.
Just godly woman.
And mm-hmm. then y'all went to New York as the fam that is Ryan Seacrest's morning show.
It's just hilarious with Tanya on planes because we've all talked about how there is no Tanya on air, Tanya off air. There's no private Tanya, public Tanya. It's just Tanya. So as soon as you get on the plane, first of all, Tanya is sitting first both times. And then a person says, excuse me, I'm in that seat, the middle seat. So Tanya has to get up. And her response both times was, oh, yay!
Because they were like good people.
How can you, but that, when is that ever your reaction to, I need to stand up and let you in, I'm sitting next to you. Oh, yay! Both times, which makes that person feel really good, I would think.
I would be a little concerned. Like, I would be like, headphones on now.
Yeah. So she says, oh, yay. So the first time was a mom whose daughter goes to school in New York and she's going to visit her, but mm-hmm. she lives in LA. And, mm-hmm. and we got all of this out of her because Tanya just kept interviewing her.
I stopped eventually.
You did because it's a 6-hour flight.
Yeah. I was going to say, I have anxiety thinking about that right now.
Agreed. No, she was a quick combo. That was a quick one.
And then, but you still learned a lot about her.
True.
And then on the way home, oh, yay! And it was a girl named Shelby who worked for NBC and who was young and cute. And Tanya
coming
just
to the PCAs and like coming to LA for the first time ever. So I was like,
oh, that's cool.
She slept a little bit, but they basically talked the entire
time. We almost talked the entire flight. I think I slept 2 hours maybe.
Yeah. And by the way, she sleeps with the tray table face down
mm-hmm.
on the tray
I've
table.
Seen
yeah.
That. Mm-hmm.
Didn't love it. But yeah, Shelby's the cutest. And she's going to start listening. So hope you're listening, Shelby.
Shout out to Shelby.
Yeah.
Sorry that you had a 5-hour flight. I'm just kidding. I'm sure like there's people who love that. Like they want to talk. They're anxious on the flight and you probably calm them down. I'm not one of those people, but I think there are people like that who really appreciate your
energy. And it's really
a
crapshoot. You know, I don't just like engage with anybody that sits next to me.
Yeah.
Give or take.
And now you're going on another flight to New York tonight.
Yeah, but I'm going to sleep. I'm on a red eye tonight. So I'm going to sleep the whole flight tonight and then back on Wednesday. So I might make a new friend on Wednesday.
I think you probably will tonight also, just because that's who you are.
You think tonight?
Yes.
My goal is to like do what Becca does and just get on there and just go to bed.
But you make people happy and comfortable and you'll find someone interesting tonight. I guarantee it.
Oh, thank you. You
Before
might be
we
my
go,
husband.
This is the longest podcast ever. Christy texted us or emailed us. She wants you to interpret a text she got from a guy.
Okay.
And I think that's important. It's probably timely. For 10 years, she and this guy have been making eyes at each other at the gym. 10 years.
Making eyes.
Feels crazy chemistry whenever they're near. He's very shy. He's very sweet. But they've really only said a few sentences to each other. Over the past 10 years, she saw him get married, have a son, and get divorced. He is available, she found out from somebody who knows him. They've not been lining up lately. They haven't been seeing each other lately. So she decided she's going to Tanya this. She's going to take the bull by the horns. She left a note on his car, or maybe in his locker. I don't know. She left him a note that said, hey, we don't seem to be seeing one another these days. I'm warning if you'd like to grab a coffee sometime. You can call me or text me at this number. She woke up this morning to a text that said, hi, Christy. This is the text you got to interpret. Hi, Christy. Thank you for the coffee invite. I appreciate the thought. I'm going to pass for right now, but do hope to see you around soon. Thanks again. She says, I'm very confused. Is he interested? Is he blowing me off? Is he saying thanks but no thanks? And why is he giving me the eyes at the gym?
He's saying no thanks.
He's not interested.
No.
He's not interested.
I'm sorry, Christy. Because it's coffee. It's easy. Mm-hmm. You're asking very little.
And you you made it so easy for him.
Why is he? Why text her this? Why not just ignore it?
Because maybe he's a nice guy.
He does seem to be.
Yeah, maybe he's just like a nice dude and like thanks for your. That's a nice letter. But like. Sans.
I knew you were gonna say sans.
But like, it's okay because I really respect the fact that she shot her shot, and like, who cares? He doesn't want to go out, so then keep it moving, girl.
Keep it moving, keep girl. It, yeah.
I mean, I agree. It's like you did what you wanted to do, and you needed to have an answer to that. So I think I feel proud of you that you did that. And
totally.
Now you can move on from gym guy.
I mean, absolutely. I've been rejected 5,000 times. Keep it moving.
Sans has evolved to Sansi, by the way, over the weekend. She used the word Sansi a lot.
And it didn't even make sense. Like, I was like, I'm feeling kind of sick. I'm feeling a little Sansi now.
But it kind of does make sense.
I actually feel like that might make sense as an adjective or like description more than just how you say Sansi wherever you want.
Totally. I'm actually feeling Sansi right about it.
I think you are. All right, before we go, thank you to Shake Shack, the Burbank location sent over burgers and fries, and they were so delicious, and Easton ate like 3 burgers, so thank you so much for sending those. Shake Shack Burbank, and you should know that Shake Shack is now available on Grubhub for delivery. And thank you to Creation Organic, a juice mecca in Southern California, 18 locations in LA County. Go to creationjuice.com, because it's not just juice, it's organic, wholesome fare like gluten-free pastries, grab-and-go salads, vegan wraps, trail mix, and more at Creation Juice on Instagram. And how can we get tickets to see you scrubbing in live in February?
You can go to Ticketmaster.com or you can go to APEconcerts.com. Get your tickets this Wednesday at 10 a.m. for Scrubbing in Live.
February 1st in San Francisco, February 13th in Los Angeles.
Whoop, whoop.
See you then.
Bye-bye. See you then.
Thank you, Jason George.
Thank you, Jenna and Mike and Sarah.
Thank you, Sarah.
Thank you, Tanya, Mark, Easton. Oh, time of death. 1327. Presented by 21 Seeds.
Hey, you know how we're always trying to keep our girls' nights exciting with new cocktails?
Yeah.
Well, here's something that's going to flip the
21
script.
Seeds infused tequila.
Wait, you already know?
Of course. 21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with juice from real fruit.
Yeah, so you only need 2 or 3 ingredients to make the perfect cocktail.
But did you know that 21 Seeds is founded by 2 sisters and their friend?
Sounds like there's a good story behind that for sure. So listen, if you love tequila, you have to try 21 Seeds infused tequila.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars, because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.